Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with your two honest BFF. She is one of my favorites and one of your favorites. She's back with predictions and girl, I can't wait to hear them. Welcome to the show.
I can't wait to give them to you.
There's been a lot, guys, that's gone on in the U.S. right now, so we're not going to focus on some of those things. So we're going to just talk about predictions about maybe the administration, some funny things that have come up, because I know Qatar wants their plane back, apparently. Did you hear about that? I wonder if it's because Israel attacked Doha, Qatar, however you want to say it. But I do think that they weren't even going to give him the plane. They wanted him to buy the plane. And he said they were just walking around saying, oh, we'll give it to you. And I think he made it positive for himself, not for them. I don't know.
Definitely very open. It was definitely covered. But there was some news stories that came out, not only from Qatar, but some smaller journalists that wrote about it. When all of this went down, when they were gifting the plane, and Qatar said, yeah, we're not gifting it. He's buying it.
See, that's the thing. You know, nobody heard that part until they wanted it back. And then you're like, wait a minute, right?
No one hears the parts they don't want to hear.
I know. So it's been a month. There's been a lot going on. What are your thoughts about just the president? The other day I saw him, or actually yesterday, I saw him kind of sitting with a kind of funky look on his face, and everybody was like, he's had a stroke and blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know if that's true. And guys, this is all entertainment purposes only. This is just alleged. We don't for sure know. But what are your feelings on it, Tammy?
I feel like it's entertainment for everybody else and it's truth for me. No, seriously, I had said that he's been having many strokes for a little while now. Yeah. And it's not only based on like my cards read and him having health issues, but it's also based on the fact that I have experience with this. Okay. My grandfather that raised me, like 2 weeks, literally 2 weeks after he retired, he had a mini stroke. Oh. And he got up that morning, he was doing his normal stuff, he sat at the kitchen table, but his face was a little droopy. And he was just acting like he was kind of out of it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Trump jumbles his words together sometimes is what my dad was doing. Oh. And so my mom ended up taking him to the doctor. They found out he had a mini stroke. At that point, what we didn't realize is that it had fast-forwarded his dementia. Ooh. And so we started seeing more and more of that at like an escalated pace. So instead of something that may have taken years to get worse, it was taking weeks and months. Wow. And then he had another mini stroke, and this time, you know, affected another part. He started walking with almost like a limp and a slide, and he was kind of, his gait was going back and forth, like he couldn't walk in a straight line. So he was becoming a fall risk, but he could still talk. He could still have conversations with us. Yeah. He could still talk on the phone when people called him. His face would only droop when he was really, really tired at night, or if he was having a really bad day, like medically. Otherwise, you couldn't tell anything was wrong with him. Okay. It wasn't until the fourth stroke, which was the massive stroke that took him out. Okay. After that, he wasn't verbal. Okay. He would not talk. He could not talk. He could point to things. He could communicate, but he couldn't talk.
Okay.
My dad stayed in that way for about a year as his health was like diminishing. And keep in mind, this was like the course of like 6 years.
Okay.
From the first one to the fourth one. Okay. Including one being on Christmas Day. So that was a fun Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and the thing is, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, Trump's 79. He'll be 80 in about, what, 7-8 months? So he's already older. But the fact that not only is he older, but the fact that every single president that was the president, if you see them after the first 4 years, they look completely different than when they went in. It's a lot. It's a very stressful job, no matter who you are in the office. So I can only imagine with his health the way it is.
That was going to be my next point. Yeah. My dad had peace. My dad had his wife and his daughters taking care of him. The house was quiet. He could watch his TV. There was no stress. There was no work. There was no having to lead anybody. There was just him in recovery from strokes and trying to function, right?
Yeah.
Trump is under immense stress. He is about to be exposed. He's clamoring. demand going down. I stick by my predictions for the fall, that he's removed by the fall. Even in astrology, in the next 2 weeks, a big event happens to him. So either way, I am sticking on removal of fall and them not blaming it on anything other than health. They're not going to say it's because he's in the Epstein files. They're not going to say it's this. They're not going to say it's that, because they're not going to annihilate this man until he is out of office.
Okay. I was just going to say, because, you know, they can't say anything too bad, because then what was it all for? You know, why are
everyone, and then everyone that helped him do it is going to be implicated. So
yeah,
it is going to be for health reasons as they continue to try to bury shit. And then they're going to convince him and force this man to do it. Either A, he's going to have a massive stroke and no longer be verbal, and it's going to take care of itself for them. Because I feel like they're pushing shit on him to make this shit happen. Because if you know stress will cause a stroke and you keep someone stressed out, So I think that it's either going to be that, or they're going to come to Trump and say, look, we can't protect you if you're in office and there's a revolt, or it's this or it's that or whatever. And they're going to pretty much force this man to step down, and they're still going to publicly and PR wise say it is for health issues. Why? Because health issues require sympathy, empathy.
Yeah. Something they say is too woke, actually.
Right. But as we can see, just with current events, and not trying to get too much into it and not opening up that rabbit hole. If anyone wants to open up that rabbit hole, they can visit my Patreon. Yes. I do have explanations of current events on there, but that's not something that is like a 3-hour podcast. I don't have time for that shit. Okay. So with all the current events going on, there's so much on this man. I feel like they're setting up the chess pieces to force him down.
Yeah. No, I mean, it makes sense, because, you know, there's so much going on with the Epstein files. I know they want to keep that at bay. I know they want that. But let's be honest, it's not going to go away. There's too many people that still want answers. So what do you think's really going to happen with that?
It's not going to go away because there's too many survivors alive.
Yes.
And if they all start dying, then shit's going to look real funny.
Yeah, exactly. And they're talking about making up their own list. What do you think about that?
I think that this was the free will choice I was talking about.
Yeah.
This was the free will choice that I was telling you guys. When it comes to exposure, when we come to these crossroads, it's going to be up to the people, individual human beings and souls, to use their free will to choose the path they want to take. They could choose to stay hidden. They could choose to expose them. This is where we're going to see what choice they actually make. Now, when I watched one of the survivors get up there and say they'd make their own list, the conviction in her voice and in her soul said, absolutely, this is going to happen.
Oh, good.
Okay. Will it be all of them involved? I don't know. A couple of the souls I tapped into are terrified. They've received threats before, prior.
Yeah.
They're seeing what's happened. And to be honest, just tying in current events, what happened over the last couple of days definitely put more fear in them to step back.
Yeah, because they're so high profile now. Everyone knows who they are. But my thing is, too, it's like if these people are the people they say they are, and they really truly want the truth, why wouldn't they help protect these women, you know?
Baby, you have to understand. Let me put this in the... Yeah. So I don't have to go too deep into it. Let me put it in the realest answer. Rich people long ago realized that when you're in a room with other rich people, money don't mean shit. Everybody got money.
Yeah.
Money only impresses poor people or people that don't have it.
Right.
So the only way to control and have any kind of power or value in a room full of rich people is secrets.
And
everybody got a secret they want to keep covered up.
Yeah.
So why do these people keep voting the wrong way? Why do these people keep supporting this shit? They got secrets.
Yeah, I agree.
They don't. And someone in the line knows that secret and said, if you don't do this, this shit's going to be exposed.
Right.
And I'm sorry, if you're a married man with a kid, a good reputation, a member of the church, the community, but you've been hooking up with 18-year-olds on Grindr, that's probably a secret you're gonna sign off on whatever the fuck they want you to make sure it don't come to light, because that will destroy your whole life.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's awful, but, you know, I just don't understand. They wanted it.
Control rich people with secrets.
Yes.
That is their currency. That's why he had so much pull. That's why the rich guys fawned over him, bowed to him, wrote him birthday books.
I know, but if Trump is out of the office, right, the actual influence from him just won't be there with Vance and Johnson. Do you see? So it can't stay together. You know, what's going to happen then?
Which is exactly why I said they're the easier takedown. I've always said, even though Vance is worse, he's the easier takedown, because without Trump, MAGA will flip quick and won't come back around. Now, there's some loyalists, there's some hard people, there's going to be followers of Vance. I understand that. Yeah. But it ain't nowhere going to be the numbers of Trump. Okay. And you already know how they run with conspiracy theories.
Right. Well, Trump can say one thing and completely say the opposite again, and they believe it, like the Epstein files. Now it's just, you know, bogus. Now it's just a hogwash.
They've been standing on this hill since 2014, 2015, yeah. When he started his bid for president, okay? Yeah. They've been standing behind this man 10 toes down. So they're at a point right now where they're battling ego. I either stand 10 points down no matter what, because I'm not going to say I'm a fool. I'm not going to say I'm wrong. Right. My ego won't allow it.
Right.
Or they're having the awakening and going, holy shit, I was a shitty person for a decade.
Right. That doesn't happen, though, you know?
It does. No, it does happen. That's okay. The whole thing. I've seen a lot of people come out and go, I didn't realize how wrong I was until this. Everybody hits a point of an awakening. Even Mr. Kirk had been hitting points of awakening, and you can see that over the past 6 months.
Yeah, he was calling for the Epstein files. He was not letting that go. And he was also
He was also going against Netanyahu.
Yeah, he was. And that was not good for the Trump.
It's really ironic that before the United States actually released that he had died, that Netanyahu was already making posts about his death and praising him as a member and basically a saint of Israel, which is so funny because all of Kirk's recent podcasts have been about anti-Israel shit lately. Yeah. So I know that it's all connected. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know that it's all connected. I'm not going into conspiracy theories or anything like that. Right. I will say that I did speak to him on the other side. And no matter what anyone feels about the situation morally, the only thing I'm going to say, whether people are ready for it or not, is that he was not a bad soul.
No, I don't think anyone's necessarily a bad soul.
He made bad choices.
Yes.
He took some bad roads. His soul on the other side, the soul that I met, the soul that I talked to, is genuinely a good soul. And I just want to say that here. I want to put that out. I wasn't going to say it today. I didn't think people were ready. But since I am a psychic, since I am a medium, I'm going to put it out there. Soul was good. Sorry. Don't care how you feel about it. His soul was good.
And let me reiterate something, because I know how it works on the other side from the near-death experiencers I talk to. They say, you're not who you are in life. Like the Bill Letson I talked to, he goes, I can't believe I thought I was Bill. I'm not Bill. I'm this beautiful, lovely soul on the other side. And they really, truly are. I don't care who they are in life.
So mad at me for that shit.
I understand it truly, because even my own father, he knew he did bad, so horribly bad in his life, and it's almost like he made himself pay penance. So my whole point is,
can I clear something up since we're on the podcast?
Yeah,
I do not condone political violence.
Yeah,
although I know that is what America has been built on.
Yes.
No, I do not condone murdering someone and ending their lifeline, although I know that things like that are written out in soul contracts.
I do too. They are.
I have to understand it from two different sides.
Well, and the thing is, that's how you become less of a victim. When you understand how it works and you understand we are just playing roles down here. This isn't reality. Our reality is our continual existence there, not here.
The soul is, it's so funny that humans had become so obsessed with immortality and being immortal. I mean, even the meeting between Putin and the Chinese, when they had that, there's literal recorded conversations of them talking about immortality, right?
Right.
Which I found so funny, because we are all immortal, just not in the ways we're understanding it with the human brain. Our souls are immortal.
Yeah, exactly.
We are immortal beings.
Yeah.
That is fact.
Yeah.
We are immortal. Our bodies are like cars.
Yeah.
And eventually they give the fuck out. So we gotta buy a new car.
Right?
We get here, we go ahead. I was born in 85, got me a nice little 85 Chevy, got me a nice little truck. Shit was running great. By 40, that bitch needs some work. By 80, it's done. Ain't no fixing that bitch.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Yeah.
So when you look at it that way, when we go back, and we choose a new soul contract, we pick in a new vehicle because our souls are immortal, but right. we still got to get around.
Right. But the thing is, we also decide, hey, I think I'll be a woman in this life. I think I'll be a person of color, or I think I'll be white, or I think I'll be
a Chevy for 80 years. Now I'm going to drive the Beamer.
Right. I mean, the thing is, it's honestly how much you want to learn. And you're just learning for the collective. You're not learning just for yourself. This is a collective understanding and learning through your experience.
Oh, 100%. But that's the things that imprint on us. So yeah. when Charlie left, and keep in mind, when he was here, I judged him as a human for his choices. I judged him as a soul for the choices human. They were making on the crossroads, okay?
Right.
On the other side, I look at it completely different.
Absolutely.
And when that soul looked down, it realized all the choices that they made wrong. And then it looked at all the ones that did right. And it looked at what imprinted on their soul that they get to take with them into the next trial. Now, he going to have to face the same lessons. He going to have to, until he gets his soul to grow in the way that that's just the way it is, he will keep facing these challenges. Mm-hmm. The same way if you want to join an Olympic sport, until you get good enough to actually compete in a competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's almost like if you take your own life, you're probably going to come right back and have the same problems until you cannot do that ever again.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Because taking your own life, from what I understand, and this is not 100% of the time. Yeah. I need people to understand.
No, I know.
There are circumstances where you take your own life because you're in a situation where someone's going to kill you
first. Oh, of course. Like, no.
There's all different levels and tiers to this shit.
I'm talking about,
but for
about,
someone who just wants to check out because they quote-unquote can't handle it,
right.
which are just normal lessons if they're supposed to be normal,
right.
they can get stuck here in the in-between.
I agree. I do agree
and
with you.
And then they walk this earth for millions of years not being able to be seen, felt, feel emotion. That is hell.
Yeah.
And that is the definition of hell on earth, is your immortal soul being trapped here because you couldn't do the work type thing.
Yeah.
Now, is it sad to think about the people who have committed suicide that are stuck here? Yes. Mm. And it kills me. And I see them. I see them. I see them in people's houses. I see them wandering the streets just lost.
Yeah.
And because they're in such misery, because that was such the biggest imprint on their soul was the misery,
mm-hmm.
they can't even acknowledge me a medium.
Okay.
It is like walking zombies in the in-between. And until something wakes that soul up, which can still happen, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, source is still all around them.
Even
yeah.
if you're stuck in in-between,
yeah.
you can still come to a point where they come to get you and they say, are you ready?
They know there's a choice though, Tammy, you know, there's always a choice for them. Yeah.
Sometimes even when they check out from the human body, the souls just need to sit in misery.
Right. And you know, like I said, I was talking to somebody else the other day when I was recording with her and I said, you know, we can pass on and it's 200 years here and it's only 20 minutes there, you know? So
exactly. Yeah. That's why I said time isn't really an existence over
right.
there. That's why when people are giving exact dates, like this is going to happen on September 4th at 2 p.m. bitch, do you even understand how this works? Cause like 80 years here is like
a blip,
8 days there.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
like we pull in one shift for a week and you sitting here trying to give exact dates, and the universe work on plug time. You
yeah.
tell the universe I want something, it gives you an answer, and it says, all right, I'm going to be there August 20th at 3 p.m. It's going to show up October 3rd at 7. I mean, that's always been my experience. I have rarely ever found someone be completely correct about a time and date.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And exactly. and it's so rare that I know it was more luck, because if I go back to anything else they predicted, it's been completely way off. So I give time periods based on seasons that I feel.
Well, you did predict a significant death, and I think Charlie Kirk's was.
Okay. And remember I said I had a clarification on that later, mm-hmm. because of course messages come in later as we're updating and
right.
everything like that, that there would be more than one significant death.
Okay.
So in the reading that a significant death caused an awakening,
mm-hmm.
that was Epstein. That was the one that caused the awakening and people to start uniting.
Okay.
And my other reading, where the significant death causes a divide, that's Charlie Kirk.
Okay.
And that's the one that brings us into Civil War. I thought we were only going to take one path or the other when I read it. I thought it was one way or the other. It turns out it was both.
But you know what, though, Tammy? Civil War, you know, they started saying, oh, it's all the radical Democrats or whatever are doing this. And now they found the guy that they think did it. And he, his parents are Republicans. His dad's a cop. He's a Republican. He contributed to Trump's, you know. So
do you remember when I did some mind-blowing truth bombs in previous podcast episodes where we talked about the church shooter and we talked about Butler and brainwashing and how they picked these people? Now, I want you to think of something real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Think of the movie Now You See Me.
Yeah.
And think of how they hypnotize this guy by, over the course of weeks and weeks, dropping clues. So he would do something when these clues would arrive. The number 7, this, that, right? Mm,
okay.
You think they can't use that same type of shit for government control?
I don't know. I mean, now we're speculating. And like I said, this is all entertainment purposes only.
Be hypnotized by a snap, a cue, or a word, which we know just based on science and proof that people can be hypnotized, right?
Yeah.
You think they can't do that to another human being and just say a trigger word and shit happens?
Yeah. I mean, listen, crazier things in this world has happened. So yeah.
And nothing else adds up. There were books being published on him being shot prior to it happening.
Yeah, I saw that. Like,
those are not conspiracy theories. That shit happened.
Right, I know.
I looked it up and saw it. There's a way you can go into the cache and look at the web pages before they've been changed, like updated.
Okay.
The book was on there.
Yeah, and then they took it down, and then it went up again like the day after, and I'm like, that's so still too soon.
I think someone set the publishing date. Yeah. Like, so it would publish at a certain date and they got it wrong. Like that, like it was a malfunction.
Okay.
And it fucked them up. Because here's the thing. This is a great way to make money and start a crowd, especially if you sell a book right away and influence other young minds. And the one thing that Charlie had a control on that helped get Donald Trump his votes, and I'm not going to say elected because I know that it was stolen. The one thing that helped him get the votes was Charlie Kirk going to campus and his influence on young minds.
Yeah.
So they can still use his image and use his message, except now there's nothing he can do about the awakening and changing his rhetoric, because he was already changing the rhetoric. He was already swaying away. And even more, you guys got to go. I do not fuck with Candace Owens, but you really need to go listen to some shit she said about Charlie Kirk and how even this, like the way she words it, she doesn't say it, but the way she words it is she basically says, I know the people that he helped put in place and helped do what they did had their hands in this, basically is what she says without saying it.
Wow. Well, she's in trouble though for calling the French president's wife a trans woman, so
still is who she is.
Yeah,
I'm not giving her any credit.
Yeah.
But I do know that they were close, and I do know that that startled her enough to make her think, which tells me, because you got to remember, even though she's got the shit going on with the French president, because that's just who she is, she's an antagonist.
Yeah.
She's also been flipping the script.
Yeah. No, she has. So is Marjorie Taylor Greene, too.
So these are the people we need to keep eyes on, and everybody that's having a fucking awakening.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I can say about Marjorie Taylor Greene is she is very transparent with what a piece of shit she is. And I don't think she has any secrets over her. I think everything's been exposed that can be fucking exposed. And she stood on her shit like, yep, that's shitty. That's me. And like, even her man, they'd be like, that's your man. They'd be like, yes, that's my man. Okay. But when it came time to stand up on the Epstein shit against Trump, she did, which tells me, because I know they threatened her.
Yeah.
I know they threatened her because they threatened all of them. And she still stood up. Which tells me she actually the one that don't have the deadly secrets.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
But everyone else that voted against the release, they got some dirty secrets.
Right. I just hope, do you think it'll ever come out, or what do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. Did it ever come out the truth about JFK?
No, I don't know. I don't know if that's
true. No, it didn't. So how long ago was that?
Yeah. 1963,
mm-hmm.
November 22nd.
And did it ever come out when they released the MLK files that the government set that up to take him out?
Mm. All speculative, okay. Guys.
So will we know? No. But here's the thing about those facts. The reason that we know those things happen is because people had already leaked that. They call it conspiracy theories. People had provided proof. I remember back in the early 2000s finding actual fucking evidence. When people started posting shit on Napster and LimeWire, where you could download files and all kinds of shit, I went on deep dive through Napster. And I can't even tell you some of the dark web shit that I would be finding.
Mm.
I was a very inquisitive kid.
Yeah. Well, you know, let me ask you this. What are your predictions for the rest of the year? What's going to happen with the government? What's going to happen maybe with Trump? What's your, you know, let's say, how different are we looking at January 2026?
Well, according to the way that I've read my cards, yeah, and according to the way that I understand things, J.D. Vance will be in power.
Okay.
The removal, this is why I kept trying to tell people, even though the removal is going to feel great and justified for us because we hate him no matter whatever the reason is, there's still this short succession of J.D. Vance. And when I say short, people will go to their, you know, hope chamber and go, 2 weeks! 2 weeks notice, baby!
Yeah.
But, you know, and again, universe has no time light when I tell them that. And even when I pull the cards, even the clock is in a shorter position. It's not 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like 6 months to a year.
Okay.
And I think that all of this that's being exposed right now helps take the rest down later. And I think that's why the women are steadily cooking. And I always said, especially in my four-year reading, the one that I did back in January, mm-hmm, when I did the short synopsis, I said, it's going to be women that save the world. This is about the divine feminine rising. Mm. This is about women and our type of soul and the healing that it brings and the nurturing that it brings that the planet fucking needs at this point because, yeah, men have destroyed it.
Right.
Literally, that the divine feminine is what was going to be women that saved the world. And so, you know, what's recently happened in Nepal, right?
Yeah, they have a new woman prime minister.
There you go.
Yes. I don't know her name, but yeah.
After overtaking the government and burning down the white mansions. And what did I say was the message when we saw the white mansions starting to be burned?
Yes, you did say that.
I said the, yes, revolution has started.
Girl.
That's when we would know that would be the signal. And then they burned the white parliament house and the white mansions of all of the rich, corrupt people in Nepal while revolting in the street, a revolution. And then they installed a woman.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm reading as our trajectory for the United States.
Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Saying that's happening by the end of the year. Because that was
right.
A question.
Right.
I'm saying that I've read it the same for us, because even when I said the reading, I reiterated so many times, I need you to understand that this is not just a reading for us. This is a reading for the planet collectively. This is a collective timeline. There are other places that are going through the same shit,
yeah,
and are going to be doing the same shit. And we're going to see what choices they make and how successful they are. Nepal was number one.
Wow. It makes me proud for them. Good for them for doing that. Yeah.
And it also gives me hope that I'm right. I'm still accurate. Things are still happening. Yeah. But you know, the United States, we're going to drag our ass through this. We're lazy.
Well, and also everything happens so fast here that it's hard to know if you're on track because it's so chaotic right now.
And you know what? Y'all fucking manifested that shit. I told you guys, you don't want this shit to go too fast. You don't want this shit to go too fast. Y'all need to quit saying that.
Right.
If you speed it up too fast, it's going to feel like a fucking heart attack, a ride you can't get off on. But oh no, every single comment, every single fucking shit, can we speed this shit up? Y'all did this shit, not me. Y'all did this shit. Y'all take the blame for this fucking speed because right. My ass tried to have it on an even keel. We could deal with it one thing at a time. Y'all said, nah, let's rip the fucking Band-Aid and let it bleed out. All right, man.
And now it's just like every single day. It's several things that are so bad.
It should be like that for at least the next 6 months.
Oh, God, I don't know if we can handle it. I mean, it's just...
I told you that the first year was going to be brutal.
Yeah, you did. Now, 2026 is going to be better, correct or no?
Yeah, so better is a term.
Yeah.
That's a term. We're still in the process. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, if we're having civil war, we're having to unite, we're having to take a regime down the same way Nepal did, means we have to get to a point we quit fucking fighting each other.
I agree with that.
So until we see that,
yeah,
is how long it's going to take. It's
probably going to take an alien invasion for us to stop.
You know what? They're already here, baby.
Oh, no, I know.
They're already here. There's already signs. People are seeing shit, okay?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If your third eye ain't open and you ain't looking for it, you ain't seeing it.
Yeah. And guys, Tammy has her own Patreon now, and she goes even way further and deeper than we are ever probably going to go on my podcast, because I don't want bad things to happen to me.
Yeah. You want to know what's so funny? Is because we had a conversation before we got on today.
Yeah.
And we said, we're not going to talk about these things. I was like, I'm not going to say these things are not ready. But damn sure if we can help ourselves.
Well, you know, we didn't go too far into it. Hopefully not. But like I said, you know, you go way further into it. And why's the hows and the why nots and all those things.
Yes. And it's only, and I just want to say this, it's only $5.
Yeah.
It's not going to go more high than that. I only did this because TikTok has been banning my accounts for my tarot reading. Yeah. I've been getting violated for just lip syncing to music.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And a lot of people are getting violated now.
On comments that say yes.
Oh, yeah. I know. And a lot of people that are like psychic mediums, tarot readers, there are a lot of them are getting that too. So they're really hunkering down on people like us or you anyway. So,
I can say whatever the hell I want on Patreon. So if you want an unedited, unfiltered, raw version of me with explanations, that's where to find it.
Right, exactly. So guys, I'm going to put her information on my show notes. Tammy, you've of course been amazing. Thank you for coming back on the podcast and giving us some more insight. Hopefully you're spot on about everything so far. You have been, so I don't know why you wouldn't be now.
I think I'm very confident in what's coming. I just can't guarantee how long it's going to take us to get our shit together.
Yeah. I heard that. So, but thanks for being on the show, girl.
Oh, I love you so much. Anytime. Thanks, babe.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.